We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And that's just a few verses that leads up to what we would call the Hall of Faith. So let's pray and just ask God to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your promises. Now I pray that You'll make Your Word real to us tonight, and that we will do our part and obey. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the just shall live by faith. Four times in the Word of God you will find this phrase. The book of Habakkuk, the book of Galatians, the book of Romans, and in the book of Hebrews. As I said this morning, if God would say it once, it's enough. If God says it twice, it's surely enough. If God says it three times, He's emphasized it even more than enough. But four times, it's something that we better make sure we emphasize and obey in our life. The key to the Christian life is faith, because you enter into the Christian life by faith. There's no way of going to heaven until we take the gift of faith that God has given every person. And we take that faith and we place that faith in the proper person. We hear people say many times, well, I don't have faith. Everybody's been given faith. We talked about that this morning. Faith is a gift. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, God says that He has dealt to every man, every person, a measure of faith. So we know that all people have been given a gift of faith. And so what's important about that gift is what, or better yet said, who we place and put that faith in. Jesus Christ should be the one that we're putting faith. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, you find faith defined. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As I said this morning, real faith makes us see things that are unseen, makes them real to us. Someone that does not have faith and trust the promises of God and put their faith in Christ, they're not going to see heaven. They're not going to see the purpose in raising their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. They're going to get caught up in the world's philosophy and the world's way of teaching things. And they're going to think we're a bunch of crazy people. But because we have faith in God, we see what God can do in the unseen. We know, putting faith in Him, whether we understand it or not, as we talk about ministry, as we talk about going out. Brother DeRusha talked about that discouraged. I don't know of any preacher that's not gotten discouraged. But one of the things that keeps us going is when you put your faith in people, we're going to get discouraged. And I've learned through the years, no matter how spiritual we are, no matter how good we are, I'm going to tell you something. People are flawed and we're going to fail one another. We put our faith in the Lord. That's how I can keep on ministering. That's how I can keep on soul winning. That's how I can keep on preaching. That's how I can keep on giving. Because I say, well, man, I'm not seeing no results. My faith's not in the results. My faith is in the God to work in people's hearts. The faith must be in the right place. So we think about this real faith. It sees things that are unseen. It makes things that's not seen. Real faith makes things real to us. Heaven's real to me tonight. When someone comes to me and says, oh, you're one of the preachers, you believe in that fairy tale. It doesn't shake me a bit. It doesn't change my mind a bit. But because by faith, the unseen heaven is just as real to me as I'm standing right here at 518 Browns Ferry Road. Real faith makes things real. So we see the definition is the evidence of things not seen. But I talked to you this morning, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. You say, well, Pastor, what's faith look like? You've defined faith, but how does that help me in everyday living? How is that described? Describe to me, how do you live by faith? And I love the Lord simple. I believe in keeping things simple. And to simplify faith by the Word of God is in 12:2 of Hebrews. He says, looking unto Jesus. That means at any moment in our life, we can have faith by looking to the Lord. That's what faith looks like. I don't have my faith in a movement. I don't have my faith in whatever. We put our faith in somebody. But what's real biblical faith? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. At any moment. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know. Now, listen, there's some people, these preachers here, these missionaries, man, they must have an extra special dose of faith. They're doing things. No, wait, God's not a respecter of persons. So it's not that at all. It's when we trust the Lord, we make it real to us. We trust His promises. I want you to know something. He makes things real by just what? Looking unto Jesus. I hope every mom here tonight is raising your child by faith, looking unto Jesus. I hope every grandparent here tonight, I hope and pray tonight that you're helping raise your grandchildren by faith, by looking unto Jesus. By the way, we think we can do things, but when you get to be in certain situations where you realize you can't, that's usually when faith kicks in. We should wait till we get to that place, but we ought to be trusting the Lord. So we talk about faith is real. Faith is a gift. We talked about this morning, faith is the opposite of fear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, Moses' parents, they wasn't afraid. Why? Because they trusted God. Faith is the opposite of fear. We talked about faith is, it's a greater force than fire. We talked about Meshach and Abednego and Shadrach. And I did that wrong, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, those three men, we were in the fire. Hey, listen, they said, hey, look, King, we're not careful to answer you. We know that our God can deliver us from this fire, but I love those next few words. But if not, faith, my friend, and that faith conquered the fire, because pretty soon Nebuchadnezzar looked in there and said, wait a minute, look at that fourth one. That fourth one, hey, faith brought that fourth one in there. By the way, many times we get in the fire and we want to quit. We say, oh, we can't do it. We can't take it no more. We can't take it. Well, I'm glad these three men, faith overcome fire. Hey, faith kept the mouths of the lions closed, gave them heartburn, gave them indigestion or something because they wasn't hungry. That was certain death, but what overcome in Daniel's life? No, he trusted God more than he was afraid of those lions, and he had a faith in God that said, look, even if they eat me, hey, life's going to get better because I get to go to heaven. Faith overcome. Hey, faith brought the walls of Jericho down. Listen, I want you to know, faith is a mighty force. Faith is the opposite of fear, but let me just say quickly, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, I want y'all to notice these next words. It is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Let me just say quickly, faith is pleasing God. If you're in a relationship, my wife and I will be married 25 years this year. I'm going to take her on a special trip this year. If y'all knew when we got married, we did not have a very successful honeymoon. I'm going to be honest with you, it was pretty bad. It was a lie from the start. They said that all this mountain had was all this stuff. You know, we were young, said it had an arcade. Well, let me tell you what they had. They had a pinball machine. Somebody say amen right there. Said, hey, you're going to have a hot tub. They didn't have a hot tub in a room. They had a community hot tub. Amen. They said, hey, the lake is a lake you can swim in. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm from West Virginia, and I like getting in cold water. I trout fish in cold water all the time. But I'm going to tell y'all something right now. We got up there in that mountain lake. There ain't nobody swimming in that lake. And, you know, we're not very sophisticated. But, hey, we went there and said, sir, you got to have reservations. I didn't know what a reservation was for dinner. I said, look, when I'm hungry, I'm going to show up and I'm going to eat. He said, no, sir, you can't do that. You got to make reservations. I said, well, make a reservation for right now. Oh, we can't do that, sir. She said, we've only got certain slots that you can eat. I said, well, what time's that? She said, 8:30 tonight. I said, are you serious? Then we had a waiter for the whole time. My wife, y'all ever heard of apple soup? Neither have I. Till on our honeymoon. We're sitting there, and this woman just kept going, honey, would you like some apple soup? My wife said, no, ma'am, I don't want any. She kept coming back. She said, honey, would you like some apple soup? Laura's like, no, I don't want some apple soup. Finally, she came back the third or fourth time, and I finally said, give her the apple soup. I'll eat it. So I'm going to take her on a special trip. We're going to have a kind of a honeymoon over, do-over, all right? But I'm going to tell you something. I have a relationship with my wife, and I'm going to be honest. There's not a romantic bone in my body. Most men I know, they don't like that stuff. But I want to tell you something, and I still need work there, by the way, because I'm not going to preach because I got it, because I don't. But I'm going to tell you what, when my wife, if I want to maintain a relationship with her, and by the way, a marriage should be a marriage of where you're trying to please one another. That doesn't just happen. Relationships, you just can't put in cruise control and hope that they're going to work out. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They won't work out. Some people try to put their Christian life like that and they just say, ah, you know what, I trusted the Lord to save me years ago. You know, I'm just going to kind of put this in cruise control. Well, you won't last long. But if my wife was to come to me and say, honey, you know what? You know what would make me happy tonight? What's that? She said, I'd like to go to Sonic and I'd like to get a vanilla Coke. Could we go up there? Could y'all imagine me looking at her? No, we ain't going to do that. Well, honey, we got to. I don't know. I just don't want to do it. But, honey, you don't understand. I really would like to have a vanilla Coke. Could we go up there? It would really please me. It would make me happy. Could you imagine me looking at her? Ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do that. And anybody that loves somebody, we're going to try to please somebody. And here's what God says. You want to please Him? And by the way, the Christian life, our Christian life is about Him, not about us. And if I've learned, though, if we try to live to please Him, I've learned that we're pleased. And He says it's impossible to please Him without trusting Him and faith. So faith is pleasing Him. I like to ask us as a church, are we pleasing Him, church? I'm not talking about what we know. I'm asking, what are we willing to step out on and not know? Not have the answers for. Not have knowledge of. Because by the way, most churches I know, they operate in the knowledge department. And we think we're doing something to please God. He says it's impossible. The only way we can please God, and you know why? Let's just bring that down to where we are. You know what really pleases me as a father? We have a son up here. We've known him for 23 years. He's not 24, he's not 22, he's 23. And you know what pleases me as a father? And I'm just speaking humanly now. When he trusts me. That I've lived the kind of life that he just trusts me. He has confidence in me. You know, there's sometimes I don't always have the luxury to tell people everything about a story. But you know what pleases me, Brother Jimmy, is when someone just knows me well enough. Just say, you know what, Pastor, I trust you. Now, if I lived a life that wasn't trustworthy, if I hadn't proved myself, and by the way, I'm flawed and I will fail. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Our God has never failed and He's not flawed. And He has always proved Himself. So for a Christian to sit around and just not trust Him, no wonder he's not pleased. I could feel that way as a dad. I couldn't imagine our Heavenly Father says, hey, if you want to please me, trust me. Haven't I proved myself? And I say, yes, all the time. Faith is pleasing Him. I want you to know faith is pleasing God. It's impossible to please Him without trusting Him. Think of it this way. Faith makes Jesus current with our problems. Write it down. Faith makes Jesus current with our problems right now. For instance, I'll share it this way. Faith makes Jesus current with your problems. Faith makes Him today's Savior and Helper. Here's what amazes me. There are people, and I have done it in the past, and there are times that I get weak even in this day. I say, boy, Lord, I know You saved me, and I know He saved me because I have the testimony of the Holy Spirit of God. I know what conviction is. I just absolutely trusted His promise. You say, well, Pastor, you don't feel saved every morning. No, I don't feel saved every morning, but I'm not trusting my feeling. I'm trusting the promises of God. There was a day in my life that I was laying in bed and I was doubting my salvation. I'm going to be honest, I got so frustrated, Mike. I just finally said, Lord, I'm throwing it all out there, Lord. I said, Lord, I'm trusting you and what you told me in the Bible, and I've asked Jesus to save me. I'm putting all my faith in you. If I go to hell, it's going to be your fault. That's trust. I ain't got any other plea. You don't have any other plea. There isn't any other channel. The only way is through Jesus. Faith in Christ. I can't imagine someone, boy, I'll tell you what, let me tell you about the day I got saved. Let me tell you how he saved my soul. But those same people say, oh, I can't do it today. Oh, I've got something so big in my life right now, I just don't think I'm going to make it. Well, wait a minute. If he saved your soul, he can help you get through the day. Faith makes him current with our problems. Every mama here, you ought to have a straight line straight to Jesus every day, because I'm going to tell you right now, raising children ain't easy. There's going to be times you're going to get frustrated, you're going to get discouraged, you're going to be disappointed. But I'm going to tell you what, trusting Jesus Christ brings him current to your absolute moment of need. He becomes your personal Savior, not just for your soul, but He saves you through that situation. He helps you through that situation. You want to know the difference between a strong Christian and a victorious Christian? They live that way. Sometimes, Brother Godfrey, people that don't understand us, sometimes they'll try to get at us and they'll say, oh, I tell you right now, you're one of them preachers that just make Jesus like a crutch. Guilty, brother. Hey, I can't make it without Him. I've tried. And y'all come and sit down and talk with me a while, and I'll tell you what kind of a mess I had in my life. And by the way, it'll be the same kind of mess you have in your life. Because I want to tell you something right now. Without Jesus Christ, life is futile. I expect lost people to be always up in the air about something. How are we going to do it? How are we going to make it? How are we going to do it? We're there. We live there. Everybody's worried about everything. Hey, listen to me. God bless you. Every woman I know is about ready to have a nervous breakdown as soon as she can put it in her schedule. Come on now, somebody help me. Hey, listen, I know women that they think of stuff to worry about. Can I give y'all a better option? Can I just give y'all a better option? Your husband would have a heart attack. Is that my wife that's actually got peace tonight? You know, she's an angel. She's always harping on something, huh? Listen, that's become the way of life. And I want to tell y'all something. There's a better way. Now, if we were lost, we didn't know Jesus, and we didn't have any hope, and there was another option, then I say to y'all, go to bed miserable every night. Go to bed carrying that burden every night. But my soul, because Jesus says, hey, you can trust me. I proved myself. Let's just trust Him. By the way, if I can trust Him with the big things with my soul, I can trust Him for the little things. But you know what I've learned this? There ain't nothing little if it's happening to us. You know, it's easy for me to say, like, oh, it's just a little problem. Well, the reason it's little to me, because I'm not in it. So we say what's little, but no problem, no wall, no giant, no lion's den. It's small if you're the one in it. But I want you to know something. The Lord Jesus is the answer for all of that. We're going to trust Him. Not only does it make it Him current with our problems, here's what He says. It pleases me. I think sometimes we've sat around and we puff our chest out and say, whoo, God, look what we're doing. He ain't impressed a bit. Ain't even batted an eye. I don't even really pay attention. But I'm going to tell you what, where he starts to get pleased. And I love what Hannah said today. I'll never forget that, Miss Hannah. She said, you know, every time I leave this church, I leave with a smile on my face. I think what puts a big old smile on the Lord's face is when He sees a group of people just trusting Him, what maybe somebody might say, the little things. Why? Because He says, it's faith pleases me. I could give the invitation. I think I will right there, because I don't know. Do y'all love the Lord? As a Christian, He's done everything for us. So if I gave you an option tonight to give you an opportunity to please Him, would you take it? I have a feeling tonight I'm going to be going, well, no, not tonight. We got other plans. But I guarantee you, whether she asked or not, I was going to take her to Sonic tonight. Because every once in a while she'd just say, honey, you know what? And I'll fill it in. You want a diet, you want a Diet Coke with vanilla, or you want a Coke with vanilla? And sometimes it changes. Sometimes say, hey, you know what? Let's go up here to Taco Bell and let's get one of them drinks up there. And I say, hey, we'll do it. But I guess there has been times I've looked at her and said, no, honey, I'm tired tonight. But you know what? If you asked me tonight, we was going. By the way, you didn't have to ask me. I'm going to take you. But I'm going to just say to you tonight, if God gives you a way to please him, would you take him up on it? Now, everybody, I want everybody to do this. I want you to bow your head and close your eyes. That's what I want. I want everybody to bow their head, close their eyes. And I want the Lord to make this personal to you. Because, see, the Christian life is a personal life. It's easy to get lost in a crowd, but I'm thankful David said the Lord is my shepherd. Let's deal with my here. Let's deal with us, me. I want to ask you a question. Would you be honest? There's something right now in your life. There's something right now in your life, and you know the decision is either you're going to have to trust the Lord in it or you're not. But you think about it. What is going on in your life right now that you know will require faith? When you have it in your mind, would you raise your hand? Would you raise your hand? The moment you get it in your mind, would you raise your hand? It's going to require faith in your life. Something the Lord's been dealing with you about. Would you raise your hand? Think about it. Maybe it's a friend that you're going to need to talk to. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's a consequence. Maybe it's somebody you love. Maybe it's something here at this church. Come on now, I know everybody here. I want everybody. I'm not going to make you do anything with it. We're going to keep going though to everybody. Because I know there's got to be, if you're a mom, you ought to have your hand raised because it's going to take faith to raise your children. If you're a grandparent, you've got to have faith to be able to help your grandchildren. So I want you, my hands up. I want you to make this personal. Now I'm going to ask this. Why don't you please God in it and trust Him for it? If you had an opportunity to please the Lord, would you do it?